Over 300,000 people could be pushed into poverty due to the federal government's planned cuts to coronavirus support payments, according to analysis by the Australia Institute. The think tank says the planned cut of $300 per fortnight to the coronavirus supplement for those on JobSeeker will have an effect on rates of homelessness as people struggle to pay rent and mortgages under recessed economic conditions. Now advocates are calling on the federal government to reassess its plans, arguing the new higher payment has lifted thousands above the poverty line for the first time.
There's no justification for it at any level.
That's Eileen Daly from the Anti-Poverty Network South Australia.
At a social level, at a economic level, and at a moral level, it was unconscionable that in the middle of this situation, they would cut people's wages, income, by $300 per fortnight. People who have just, for the first time, for many people in many, many years, lifted their heads that tiny little bit above poverty and able to breathe at last. I'm one of those people who are in and out of casual employment. You know, I might get a contract for 6 weeks at a time and then nothing for months and so forth. So that sort of demographic of people is huge. As we know, that it's not just people who've been on the long-term payments, but it's also people whose jobs have been casualised, made part-time and so forth. 3.5 million people on JobKeeper, which is hiding the real levels of unemployment, which, of course, we know the figures are fudged at a constant level. Closer to 20%, actually, when you include all of the people on the JobSeeker payment, but also other people who are receiving the coronavirus supplement, altogether that's 2.2 million people. And, you know, then on top of that, you've got people that are in a chronically underemployed situation where if you work 1 hour a fortnight, you're not counted in those unemployment figures.
Rita McDonald is on the JobSeeker payment. She says making ends meet before the coronavirus supplement was introduced was very difficult.
I was sacked 2 years ago, and so then I went on to New Start, and I was actually getting $560 a fortnight, and that's actually including rent assistance and pharmaceutical benefit. And rent assistance is not a lot, and pharmaceutical benefit is what, like $5 or $6? I was going 3, 4, 5 days without food and rationing my insulin because I couldn't afford my prescription.
When your $560 a fortnight was topped up, what did that mean for you?
Oh, look, that extra money, I mean, it's not a lot, but it's life-changing because it means that I can eat. Now, not just eat. I'm not going to eat two-minute noodles. I can afford fresh fruit and vegetables. I can pay my rent. I can pay my bills, I can get my medication. I had my hair cut. But it's very basic, is that I can eat every day. That's how basic it is. Once they take $300 away, then it's going to be back to rationing. And I'm absolutely terrified of at the end of September. Absolutely terrified. Because I live in a house on my own, I pay $500 a fortnight, that's three quarters of my my payment. The extra money is amazing, but yeah, of course, you know, it sent a lot of us into panic mode because we're not sure about what's going to happen.
Do you think that ordinary Australians understand what people's living situations were like before the increase in payments?
I don't think most of the population is aware of it. I mean, they are not aware of the fact that so many people are going hungry and homeless. You know, I don't know what's wrong with Australians. They're living under a, you know, in a bubble, or and they're also very selective when it comes to their empathy and compassion as well, because as you know, we've all been branded, you know, welfare cheats, dole bludgers. That's what we are, you know, in many people's eyes still. And I see even on Facebook still hundreds of people saying that we don't deserve an increase in Newstart. So they're saying that, well, we don't have the right to eat.
And what would you like people to understand about what people like yourself need going forward?
Okay, well, I mean, I think the whole system needs revamping. We need Social Security to be Social Security like it used to be. It helps people in our society when they need help. We need job agencies to be taken right out of the equation. They're a complete waste of time and money. We should go back to something like the CES, Commonwealth Employment Service, that we had many years ago. It was government that took care of it. It was not privately sent out to companies. And that rate that they're paying us now, that should not go any lower. That should not go any lower, because putting it any lower, you are throwing millions of people into poverty. They should do the math. You can see that it's not enough money to survive. I don't understand how they don't look at it mathematically. It just doesn't fit.
And that was Rita McDonald, recipient of JobSeeker, speaking to me earlier.